Okay, I think we briefly talked about this for Patreon last week, but I didn't put it in. Mm. We'll talk about it more. Garnaudula moving to Dubai.
I kind of saw it, yeah.
Okay, so he moved to Dubai. Okay. Solid move first. Yeah, it's fully, he like verified it and everything.
Okay.
Solid move, first of all. Because shit is happening in Dubai, bro.
Yeah.
What? This guy's been there for not even a week. He's already collaborated with Tiesto and met Kanye West.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, I saw that. Well, that happened there.
Yeah, so I guess he's under new management now. Or there's a new management team from the UK. I forgot what they're called. Catalyst Management or something. I don't know. This brown guy is a brown guy from the UK is like on his management team now. Mm. A Tiesto remixed his Softly song.
Yeah.
And they're going to post it on Spotify. And he played it at like a F1, like a Dubai F1 Formula, whatever.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, there was like a rave there. Yeah. And he played it there. He went on stage with Tiesto.
I saw that.
Whole crowd's like, pow, 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 pow. Ripping it.
Yeah.
Then there's like video of him going viral where he's meeting Kanye West and
some other guy,
Dirk or something. Lil Dirk. I don't even know these people these days.
Lil
rappers.
Dirk.
I don't know. I don't know these like celebrities now. Apparently he's famous, I guess. I don't know. Sick move on his part for moving there.
Yeah,
because Canada not a god.
I just saw TikTok today saying how like Canada is going to be one of like considered like a poor country in the coming years or decades, and how like the quality of life is going down. I was like, damn.
It's not like it's not a very, I don't think it's a good place to be right now.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm sure you guys saw the viral video like 2 days ago or something. There was a tractor that was driving and it got like, like a quote high-speed tractor.
Yeah.
High-speed chase happening. So in Surrey,
yeah,
there's this guy driving a tractor on like the highway,
okay,
or like the main road or something.
Bill.
And Bill Shoker. Yeah. Okay. And he was,
when he said his name, I was like,
and he's like a whole sardar and stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Big dotty on his face, dude. I was like, yo, come on, Bill.
He's from here.
Yeah.
He has no accent. He's born and raised here, whatever.
But still.
He's like driving whatever. He's like driving his, and he's speeding, creating like danger.
Okay.
So then the cops are like chasing him and his tractor, and then they like hit it and it tips over and stuff. He's like in the hospital now, right?
Yeah.
And so it turns out this guy was actually participating in a rally.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of like, it was like a convoy, basically, like a protest convoy.
Where was everyone else?
You could see there was a car in front of him too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they like targeted him.
Because they're probably like, Salia, there's a fucking tractor. Get it the fuck off the highway.
I think he might have been like doing something like to like, you know, make it, I don't know, make it like be endangerment or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I looked into like what it was for.
Yeah.
And it was in protest to this thing called Soji 123.
What is that? I just saw that.
Yeah. So it's.
You should definitely be knowing about Soji 123.
So Soji 123 is. It stands for sexual orientation, gender identity.
1, 2, 3.
Like BC and Alberta have not implemented because it's not mandated.
Yeah.
They provide resources for teachers to use if they want to include sexual orientation, gender identity studies, or, you know, that type of stuff in their classrooms.
Yeah.
So it's like if like a teacher wants to put like all genders welcome, all families welcome sign or something, you can go to the website, print out a sign.
Mm.
Or like if a teacher wants to talk to their kids about like, you know,
if you don't identify.
Yeah. Blah, 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 like
you're being told.
Yeah. Like you're okay. Like you're accepted or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you can go to their website and find like resources. So these people. So there's like a whole thing, parental rights happening or whatever, where they don't want this type of language brought into like the school.
There was just protests happening recently in
It's happening all over all over North America. It's happening. There was a big one in Virginia, parental like rights or something.
Yeah.
And then, so now, like, now that, you know, I guess it's being brought to the attention of, like, Canadian parents. So now they're doing, like, a, this is why the tractor was on the highway.
Yeah, this is why Bill Shoker was on the highway with his tractor.
Why did we need to have a tractor, though?
Fucking Bill Shoker on the highway with his tractor.
That's why Bill is in the hospital right now. Oh.
And then his wife was being interviewed, I think, by CTV or something, or a bunch of like news outlets. She's like, he's okay. He's always participating in these type of rallies. He's always out there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You remember those fucking dungar, all that shit that
right?
Now we have to pay for this damage on this fucking truck. On the police car. Fuck. Ain't no insurance company covering that either. You know that. She's probably like, you fucking idiot.
That's your own fault, buddy.
And this guy's probably like, I brought awareness.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the whole thing. Like, that's the whole, like, that's the reason why
Bill Shoker
was out there to bring awareness to this. Well, let's talk about Pookie Nation.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what the hell is that?
Have you heard of Pookie Nation?
I know a lot of fucking Pookie Nation.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, actually, is that why he's called, like,
what? Okay, no, let's just... Okay, so people wanted me to get Girk's thoughts on Pookie Nation.
Yeah.
Do you know what Pookie Nation is?
All I know is just... It's so funny that you're even bringing this up right now. Because last night, before I went to sleep, I was just like on TikTok.
You saw Pookie.
And I just saw that... He's a brown guy, I think.
Yeah.
I saw that brown guy and he was talking with some like news person.
Yeah.
And he was literally explaining like Pookie. And then he said the word bookie. And I was like, this is a fucking idiot. And I just... It like made no sense to me. I didn't even understand. Like, I don't even know what he was going on about. Okay, well,
I don't really understand. Okay, so there's this guy on TikTok whose name's Prayag Mishra. Prayag Mishra. He's this Canadian brown guy.
He's from Canada?
He's from Canada, yeah. And he has amassed millions of followers within the span of 2 weeks or something. It was like such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And his videos were going viral.
Yeah.
And it's just him sitting in his car, like acting sassy.
Yeah.
So... He has this persona that he's like straight, but he's sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So like he says stuff like, "Hey Pookie, you miss me, Pookie? How many times have you thought about me today, Pookie?"
No, but that's after that developed. I feel like that side of him developed after like the whole crazy following.
No. Then, that's why.
Oh, like, I thought it's because he was saying things like it's the way that you act or whatever.
I saw that video.
That was
too.
Just one of his videos this where one, he's right? Like, yeah, he does this. Yeah. So like that like happened.
And I was like, what is this so great about this?
Yeah. So I don't get it either.
What
like,
the hell? You just did
I'm like, this
fingers?
Is fucking Tony's favorite dance move.
Where's Tony's millions of followers?
Yeah. So whatever. I don't know what exactly started or anything. I just know that he like made videos, him sitting in his car and like he would do things like, it's the way you act. And then people started doing like the dance move or something, or they got like it was just one of those things where it came like a meme where people started doing it in their everyday life and making like videos. And then I don't know when the Pookie thing started, but he calls his followers his Pookies.
Okay.
And he acts like he's in a relationship with like the person like or like whoever's like watching.
And
the comments will be like, "Who's recording this for you, Pookie? I thought I was the only girl in your life, Pookie." And then he'll make like another video being like, "Are you jealous, Pookie? Are you like?" So he's like, it's this thing, it's called the Sassy Man Revolution or something.
Okay.
The Sassy Man Era.
Okay.
So like girls are like talking about how they like sassy guys, guys who are like in tune with their feminine, are not afraid to be like, you know, like that or whatever. Like,
I'm gonna fucking bust down the door trying to fucking rob you. Then you're gonna over a fucking banda to show up. Not this guy. It's the way you act. It's the way you act. This guy's at the fucking door doing pangra. Like, I just fucking pistol whips this guy in the head.
He's on the ground.
Ah, shut up. My fucking nose is bleeding. You should just fucking like, twitching, right? Then we'll see how much of a sassy banda you guys are.
Yeah, anyways, but there's so even I was asking like yesterday on the live, I was asking, I'm like, yo, what's the like, what is the hype? Like, I don't get the hype.
What did the people say?
And the people were just like, oh, he's just because he's not like, you know, he's not like toxic. He doesn't have toxic masculinity. Like
he's not toxic, but yeah, toxic masculinity.
He's fighting the toxic masculinity persona. It's nice to see a brown guy like getting hype. Yeah, you know, because any like white guy could do this, they would be so famous. But it's nice to see a brown guy who's like, you know, getting famous on TikTok and stuff. That's why, blah, blah. So there's these all these like reasons or whatever, but yeah. It's the way you act.
I don't know, man. I seen like that guy, that one video, and then the it's the way you act one or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, what the hell is this guy doing, man? That's my thought. And then I just like went about my
day. It's just like one of those. I mean, yeah, get his bag, you know? I'm all about getting their bags. Paid.
But this guy's ripping it. He's fully taking advantage.
100%. He should be taking advantage.
Mentally, you know, distraught women who think they're in a relationship with him.
Straight up. No, I don't think they actually think that.
I guarantee.
Good God, no.
Okay,
sure. They're just in the comments like.
Yeah, but they like it. They like it. They like it.
They're playing around, you know,
it's games. Just, let somebody feel a moment of bliss.
Yeah, okay. Good God. Fucking fucked up world that we live in. Let them have something, you know. I think he was at like a Forbes party too.
Was it?
Stop it.
Yeah, he was at a Forbes party and he was like, people were coming up to him like crazy. Look, here's another K-pop star that's doing the Pookie Nation, like that Pookie thing.
Chover.
And
God bless the internet.
Yeah, get the bag while you can, because something's going to come out eventually and you're going to get canceled. That's what happened. That's what happened to that guy.
Who?
That comedian Matt Rife or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about?
Dude, this guy.
I was like, I saw honestly, I feel like if your job is like as a comedian, then no, you can't be canceled for anything. Like, unless you say it like not on stage or what, like, let's just say you were like, you know, being like dead serious about it. But this is like a straight up comedy act. Like, he's on stage. Like,
so he's this comedian in the States and he's, same thing, gotten very popular very fast, even though he's been doing this a long time. But I think a lot of his appeal was because women thought he was like really good looking. And people were like, no, comedians have to be ugly. Like, you can't be funny and good looking at the same time. But then, so he got really famous off TikTok, especially because, like, he would appeal to women.
Yeah, yeah.
So most of his audience were women. Mm-hmm. So then he came out with this Netflix special. And the first joke he tells is a domestic violence joke.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it didn't land well is because it wasn't, like, done well.
Okay.
Like, I've heard like comedians do domestic violence jokes, abortion jokes, and they're fucking funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Like Andrew Schultz can do funny, like hardcore dark humor like that, and it's funny.
Yeah.
But I think you have to be really talented and do it in a way that like it's smart.
Yeah.
And I don't think this guy is smart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he got too famous too fast.
Yeah.
And his stuff on his like TikTok is like him interacting with the crowd.
Yeah.
But to stand there and tell like smart, sophisticated jokes is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
So he told a domestic violence joke that was like, oh, I went to like a restaurant, Denny's or something, and the waitress there had a black eye. And we all know how she probably got that. And the crowd is like, eh.
What?
And then he's like, then he's like, me and my friend were like, yo, I don't want to see that shit when I come to, like, Denny's. He's like, oh, she probably got it because she wasn't fucking cooking right in the kitchen.
Oh, my
God. Like, it was just, it didn't make any sense. Like, it was not a well.
And this was for a Netflix special?
It was for a Netflix special. So I don't, because even I watched it, right? I'm like, because I'm pretty good about, like, you know, people being too sensitive and shit.
Yeah.
But when I saw it and I'm like, that's not even funny.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that's... Because I can take joke. I will laugh at a joke if it's funny, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then... So now he's, like, getting, quote, canceled.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck because he was getting, like, thousands of videos coming online. Women, like, what the fuck? Like, how are you, like, your whole rise to fame has been because of like women and the first joke you tell is like a very bad domestic violence joke.
Women getting beat up.
Yeah. And it's not even funny, right?
Yeah.
And then he posts something on his Instagram saying like, hey, this is my apology video for all like the people that are offended by my joke in the Netflix special. And it's a link and you click on the link and it goes to a website that sells special needs helmets.
Oh, ripped it.
I I'm very particular when it comes to like dark humor, and I think only very few comedians can pull it off. Matt Rife is definitely not one of them. And I've never thought he was funny.
Okay.
I never thought his shit was funny. I never thought his crowd work was good. I think my standard is just really high because I follow like Andrew Schultz. So I think you have to have his level of like knowledge and stuff. Which most comedians don't have, but when you watch people like Dave Chappelle and Andrew Schultz and these type of people who are like so good at comedy and so well beyond their years, and they have such nuanced jokes where you have to know something particular about that group of people that they can't even hate you because they're like, yo, this guy's just one of us. He just knows. But yeah, I don't think people like Matt Rife can do shit like that. This is for everyone who is a luxury type of person, okay? Luxury person. Or you're getting married soon, all right? If you're thinking about proposing to your girl, thinking about getting something luxury for your man, listen up, all right? Naija Diamonds. Let me tell you guys about Naija Diamonds, okay? I was talking to actually Vishal, who's the owner of Naija Diamonds, and he was telling me how he deals with Rolexes a lot. Like, this is like a big thing that they do. And it's, I thought you could just walk in and get a Rolex. You can't do that. It's not like that. You have to like get on wait lists. You have to go to specific places and people who can find these watches for you. Like, they're extremely hard to get your hands on. I did not know this. I was like, I thought there was Rolex stores, but like, what? This is how lost in the sauce I am, okay? Anyways, if you've been thinking about getting a watch or Rolex or something like that for your man, you gotta go to Naija Diamonds, okay? You can skip the wait list. They will find watches that are really hard to get. It's a family-owned business. And when you're spending this type of money, you guys want a personal shopping experience. Someone that you can sit down and talk to and, you know, go over your budget, all these things, what you're looking for. And also, it's a season of engagements, okay? Is fucking getting married now. So you got to get an engagement ring, all right? And Naija Diamonds, they got lab and natural diamonds. They can create exactly what you need and what you want. You can hit them up, talk to Vishal or Alicia. Hit them up on Instagram at Naija Diamonds. That's spelled N-E-J-A Diamonds. Or check out their website at www.naijadiamonds.com. Do you guys hear about what happened in Abbotsford?
Is this about the letters?
Yeah.
Yo, that's so... Jenny was just messaging me yesterday.
No, did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
No, we know that he was like, we were talking about this.
Okay, so let me explain what happened. Then you can... The Abbotsford Police Department released like this news release, like statement. So they said, over the last week, the Abbey PD have become aware of multiple businesses receiving the same letter requesting they pay money in exchange for protection from future violence. The letter cites recent reported events in Abbotsford, yet have no connection has been confirmed. So they're saying that this letter is generic or whatever, but they're telling people not to engage like with the letter or something like that. And if you get one, to like, please contact like the police department or whatever.
That's so scary.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what this you would be falling for this, man. And where are you supposed to send the money?
This guy's thinking of the logistics.
No, but like, what is
there? You need to go get iPhone gift cards.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how are you supposed to pay these guys?
iTunes gift cards.
Yeah, because if you have to pay them, like, obviously you have to meet them somewhere, or like if they want to e-transfer, like, I'm sure they can track some shit.
I feel this is the easiest thing to bust because you just have to follow the person who's going to drop off the money.
Yeah.
And then follow that person who's going to drop it off. It's like a pretty easy person to catch. Yeah. Like,
no, but apparently it's gone to a major crimes.
Yeah, it's gone to a major crime thing or whatever, but actually, so
it's gone to major crimes. I'm like, Salio, put these fucking chitina away. Clean these fucking junkies from downtown and get them out of here. People overdosing left, right, and center. You guys are looking at these fucking chitina for extortion.
According to like insurance companies, so they have like risk analysis, risk assessments, like what are the biggest risks and what should we be offering insurance for?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so biggest risks on the planet at the moment is failing tailings ponds.
What?
Especially in Southwest America.
Sorry, say that again?
Failing.
Was that English?
Yeah. I thought you said tailings.
Failing.
Okay.
Huh?
Tailing ponds.
Failing tailing ponds.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
Failing. So like fail, like okay. A F. Tailing, like following someone.
Tailing ponds.
Ponds.
Ponds. So it's like something to do with dams.
What?
Dams. Like, you know, dams, water dams?
Yeah. Like, okay. What the fuck are you talking about right now?
I'm
tailing ponds, the worst is yet to come. Let me just get a proper definition.
And pronunciation.
Tailing pond.
Tailing pond?
Pond. That's what, like, I said.
Oh, I thought you said pawn.
Tailing. Yeah. Tailing. T-A-I.
I thought it was a version of Ponzi.
T-A-I-L-I-N-G.
Okay.
Pond. P-O-N-D. D.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Okay?
Tailing
okay.
pond.
Yes. Tailing ponds
okay.
are engineered dam systems used to capture oil sand tailings.
Okay. So like runoffs of oil.
They contain a mixture of salts, suspended solids, other dissolvable chemical compounds such as acids, hydrocarbons, whatever.
Yeah.
These things that they're building are failing. Okay. So it's a huge risk to the earth.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Number two, cyber attacks and hackers being hired by countries.
Okay.
Yeah.
And three, ransoms for kidnappings. Ransom and kidnapping insurance is going to be a new big thing to buy.
Why?
Because it's like a growing thing and it's like really high risk. So insurance companies are now going to start pushing kidnap, like, ransom insurance.
No way. I am shutting down. I can't.
What? No one's trying to kidnap you.
Kareen is under the impression
you're not
that she's like, number one a target.
Yeah. You're not, like, you know.
Not
you live in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh, yeah. I've
you barely know how to use a laptop. No one's coming to kidnap you, okay?
Barely know how to use a laptop.
Like, we literally have $5.
Yeah.
What does that have any?
Nothing to fucking.
What does that have anything to do with it?
Your pension is safe, man. Relax.
Because they're gonna be like, this chick doesn't.
But what if they take my pension?
This chick doesn't.
Then they'd have to kidnap Tony.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh my god. Anyways, but that is number 33 on the list of like most risks to the planet right now. They're gonna start offering insurance for that.
Risk to the planet?
State Farm ransom insurance.
Yeah.
TD. Could you imagine?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And insurance is already such a fucking scam.
Yeah, they're just like, what are people like Gravine gonna be worried about?
Yeah.
Let's just offer insurance for that.
Yeah. Kidnapping? Silver? $100 a month, the Gravine's like, sign me up. Right?
No.
They're probably like, yo, chill, you have fucking 67 followers on Instagram. No one's gonna fucking kidnap
not
you.
Me. I have kids, you guys.
No one's gonna kidnap your kids.
I know.
For ransom.
No, I wouldn't get the insurance because I'm like, if I get the insurance, I'm just asking for it at this point. Like,
I would say everyone listening to this podcast that has a kid, there's probably a 99.9% better probability that your kid just gets kidnapped by some fucking mental hilya ja banda than someone kidnapping than someone coming for ransom, man. No, everyone knows, but yo, these fucking broke ass this, he's in a shit, man.
All their fucking broke ass, the people flaunting all the shit that they can't afford.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going for like the fucking, you know, millionaire, billionaire type bandas. That's probably some fucking stupid number, give me $3,000. You're like, shut the fuck up, man. Keep the kid. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You're gonna bring this fucking dunger back in 2 days anyways. Sala doesn't even know 2 plus 2. You think I'm about to give you 3 G's for this guy?
Oh my god.
Talk about dark humor. I know you're gonna bring it back in 2 days.
Dunger has kid. Does he know 2 plus?
Straight up, right? Like, what are you asking a ransom for? If we kidnap someone, charge that you want.
He's the fucking Soji 1, 2, 3 done. Yeah. Guidelines. Figure it out.
You can't even literally struggle to get your parents to babysit your kids these days, and you're telling me that people are just gonna grab them and go.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, give them a couple of shit there while you have them. Send them home a banda. The dunger sitting here fucking crying.
Banda ke bheji.
Have you seen those TikTok videos that's like that Kafka template of those two old guys laughing and it's like me and my best friend when the kidnapper takes off his mask because he's so ugly. And the two guys are just losing it laughing.
What?
All right, guys, let's hop into the Coaches Huddle portion of the podcast where we answer your questions, react to your stories. Please don't take anything we say seriously. We're just talking that shit. If you need real professional help, please reach out to someone who knows what they're talking about. This is just for entertainment purposes only. I absolutely lost it when I read this, okay? Like tears, wiping my fucking tears, okay?
Of laughter?
Of laughter, okay? My husband and I live with his mom and dad. She's 30, he's 29, okay? Mm-hmm. Right after we got married, his mom started complaining about her sciatic nerve pain, which radiates from her lower legs to her lower back region. One day I was alone with her and she asked me if I could massage her legs because she was in a lot of pain. I didn't know what to say, so I figured it's a one-time ask and I just got married, so I didn't want whatever. So she's like, I massage her legs. Over time she would ask here and there, and then it became an everyday night routine. I told my husband how uncomfortable it makes me and we should just pay for her to get professional massages, but he said she doesn't want to go. But the massages were not just her legs. With time, she asked me to go further up her legs, and it became her legs and her butt region.
Massaging her clitoris? Yeah. That's fucked. That's actually fucked. Why did you agree to this? I'll be like, no thanks. Straight up. Yeah, I was like, no. What do you mean? Like, you're 30 years old. You can say no. Like, you're not a child anymore. Like...
massaging your mother-in-law's ass.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Every night.
Grab the sun on the tail, right? Fuck it. That's fucked. I would never. I'll get the fuck out of here.
Holy, it's and like then, you massaging some old dizzy uncle's ass.
Yeah. I would never. Man.
A guy would never do that for his father-in-law. I'm telling you right now,
100p.
Right?
Oh my god. Obviously,
Desi guy would never massage his father-in-law's ass. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. Oh my god,
dude! Not even their freaking like the ankles. They wouldn't even massage.
No, this uncle would have the fucking nerve to ask another fucking banda to massage his fucking latta or chitara. Only these like fucked up Bob in India might ask that shit like that.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh, I absolutely lost it, okay?
And then?
I've tried so many ways to avoid it, but it ends up being a fight between me and my husband.
This guy is fighting with him. He's like, yo, man, go just fucking polish your chitara for 5 minutes.
Oh my god.
Just go polish your chitter for 5 minutes.
You're about to go, man. Just do
it's
it.
A full fight in their house. They're fighting over this.
Little judge asks why they're getting divorced.
Oh my god. I had to polish this guy's mom's chitter, man. Fuck, my hand is bad. I broke a fucking nail. Just got a fucking petty done.
Manicure. Oh my god. Hold on. Put my glasses back on.
Okay, and then?
He doesn't see the, quote, big deal.
A big deal is a fucking big chitter in my face.
So,
oh
stop.
That's fucked.
Stop!
How do you even go to sleep after that? I would just stay awake all night, like, what the fuck happened? Where did I go wrong in life that I'm out here massaging this old bitch's chitter every night? What kind of fucked up karma is this? Not even my own mom. Right? That's fucked.
Oh my god.
Oh, hold on, give me a second.
That's actually fucked.
Oh my god.
Shit. And okay, and then?
And then?
Like, what else is going wrong?
She literally says 4 words and then her dying laughing.
I even nicknamed the massage sessions as booty call. Just so he or his mom will get the hint and feel awkward about it. How do I tell them I don't want to massage her anymore without causing a fight?
You just need to
why would it cause
you know what? She doesn't need to... go anywhere for a massage. This is just me being like a realist here. She doesn't need to go anywhere for a massage. You can get people to come to your house. Like,
she probably doesn't therapist. Want some random massaging her chitthar.
Well, now some random is gonna massage her chitthar. And yeah. She like this
girl. I'm like, bored ho gaya. I can't handle this bond banga anymore.
The puns. I can't deal with the puns.
The straight up, man. I'm like, no, fuck this, man. This is enough. Oh, it's enough, man. I'm fucking done. I ain't getting paid for this shit.
Well, oh, that's the thing. This he's being cheap,
the,
man.
The fact that it's causing a fight is so funny.
That's just the guy's like, yo, fuck it, man. Take over the team. He's like, it's either you or me.
No, it's either you or $100 a session. They're probably like, oh, wow, like, wow. This is every day, and we're saving $100 every day.
I'll be like,
girl, math, this is...
I don't think that's what she's thinking. She was trying to pay for it. The guy's like, no, we're not paying shit. This is guy math. You're going to massage my mom's...
just this is guy math. Find a wife who's going to massage your mom's ass.
Yeah. This is seriously going above and beyond. Good for you, man.
Dude, I'd either be faking like carpal tunnel at this point and be like, I cannot do this, or I'd be booking a massage therapist to come to the house that same day.
But this guy, what she needs to do, honestly, tomorrow when you go to work, go to the Shoppers Drug Mart, buy one of those wrist things. You know when you like sprain your wrist? Yeah. Buy one of those wrist for sprain carpal things tunnel. And go home and be like, yo, I fell at work. I feel like my wrist is fucked.
So what are you going to pretend like you have an injury for the rest of your life?
Yeah,
just for a week. And that is enough time maybe.
To give you, like, hire somebody at the house if she doesn't want to.
The mom's like, "Koina ek hath na kar li." The chick's got her koonie and shit in there. Like.
Koina ek hath na kar li.
Yeah, she's fucking.
Clearly, her husband's like. You know, saying this, and she's listening to it. Like,
her husband's like, fucking lost it too. Okay,
and she, but she's like, not like fighting back in any way. She's not even like just saying, "Hey, I'm just not gonna do it anymore."
Yeah, I'm sure. Just be like, "Yo, this is getting a little excessive now. This is uncomfortable.
This is so weird, man. What the fuck? Go hire a masseuse. What are you doing?"
Yeah. Every day.
This chick. Every day.
Every 9:30 on the dot.
9:30 on the dot. Roti khali? She's just laying in the room. Chitthar in there. Just.
Oh my god, that's fucking jokes, bro. That's so funny.
I can't believe someone's.
Let's take it back to the beginning of the episode. Just be grateful for the life you have.
Yeah.
I am too.
All you chicks complaining.
Yeah, all these chicks complaining about their in-laws, just. You know what? At least you're not massaging your mother-in-law's ass.
Yeah.
Okay? So,
like, that's fucking
nice. We'll be grateful that the mother-in-law doesn't have that much audacity, okay?
Yeah. That's so funny.
The fact that she even offered, like, let's hire a masseuse, and even the husband was like, no. Which oh, my God. I wonder if he would do that for your dad. No, he would never.
Yeah.
Oh, does he even know you're massaging her, like, bare ass? Like-
yeah, I'm probably, because she's calling it booty call.
Yeah.
In the hopes, like, no, you need to tell them straight up. Tell your husband straight up, like, yo, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, hire a fucking masseuse.
Some people are really going through it.
Some people are just, I can't. Some people just
put themselves through it, man.
Yes.
I would have just said no from the beginning.
Yeah, 100%.
Can you massage my legs?
As soon as you get past, like, the, what?
Can you massage my legs? No.
Yeah. Straight up, this shit got to get all the way to the chitthar. At one point, I would have gone to Costco and bought that leg massager.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, put your fucking latta in here, man.
Or can't you get those things where
yeah,
you wrap
the gun thing. Yeah.
Or no, you just wrap it around your waist and on the back or whatever. It's like just massaging
you. No, but if she's saying, like, I've never had sciatica pain myself, but I know it runs like along the side and up into your, like, yeah, butt cheeks and stuff and into your back. But you remember that, yeah. That gun thing that I got?
I have one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just use that. I'd like literally go to my parents' house and be like, I'll come back when she's done asking me.
She's done asking me, go back home.
This is so people put themselves in the absolute
most dumb situations. Most I just don't even get it.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
She was like, oh, I'm newly married, I can't say no.
Huh?
It is gradual. I mean,
that is the best time to say no.
Like, what if your mother-in-law was like, oh, Garveen, I mean, thoda jaate massage, would you have done it?
What if it was just Lata?
Because that's how it started.
No, I'd just be like, hold on, I have a few people I can call. And tring, tring, like right away.
Oh, yeah, okay. You just hire someone and then just have them come to the house. Be like, mom, I got you a masseuse today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And just don't, like, don't even ask her. Just do it.
Like my in-laws.
Get like a fucking like old female masseuse too.
Yeah.
There's so many Punjabi chicks.
Tony's parents literally have that.
Yeah.
Like an old, she's like a Filipino lady that comes to the house like once every 2 weeks. And this is like a very regular thing, like mobile massage therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, you can find it all over the place.
Yeah.
Make sure this holiday season you guys go to Rue Cafe and Bar. Okay, they have transformed this space. Beautiful, cozy, comfort, Christmas vibes. Christmas time. They have some amazing holiday menu items that they added, right? Like a full turkey dinner you can eat there. Eggnog, apple, cranberry, waffle. They have a bunch of good drinks that they also added to their holiday menu. Hot buttered rum? Please! And they have a drink called Meet Me Under the Mistletoe. Last week, I mentioned the dinner with Santa that they're doing. It's sold out. It's sold out, okay? So they had to add another date. December 17th, you guys can book on their website and book the dinner with Santa. Santa's gonna come and he'll hang out with you guys, hang out with your kids. You know, he's gonna be walking around, taking pictures, giving gifts. The first date already sold out, so you guys make sure you do that ASAP-a-rooney before the second date, December 17th, gets sold out as well. Get more information on their website. You can book the dinner with Santa on the website at www.dineatrue.com. That's spelled dine at. I mean, you guys already know how to spell dine at, but Rue is spelled R-U-E-X.com. If you don't know how to spell dine at, then I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, okay? Check them out, Rue Cafe and Bar. Hi, my wife and I are in a really rough place. Long story short, we dated for 10 years and got married 5 years ago. And now I'm not making enough money for her to be happy. She's making 150K and I'm sitting at about 75 to 85K, depending on the year. I'm in sales and at my current position, I'm maxed out. I've been trying to start my own business, but I can't find a commercial unit in my budget. Anyways, I found out that she made an eHarmony account.
Oh, what?
What?
That's some fucking gold in the comments.
She said she did it for research purposes. I confronted her and she doesn't care, as she didn't talk to anyone and only used it for 30 minutes.
To do what?
She said she wanted to know if there were other people like her on there.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
That means exactly what she's saying.
What?
That she's looking.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
And then?
Yeah, now they're in a rough place.
Fuck this shit, we're fuck out of here.
Look, all these people who are like out there, like, oh, something's better. Ain't nothing better out there, okay? Ain't nothing better out there.
Yeah, 100%. I would be like, no, fuck out of here.
I don't even know how you can, like,
come sometimes, you know, that. You need that person to be out of your life before you can fully thrive.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, once you get your wife out of there, maybe you can truly blossom into who you're meant to be.
You feel so, like, suffocated. She fully went to eHarmony.
100%. I'd be like, yo, I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, yo, I don't give a fuck this for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? And like, did she create an account?
Yeah, she created an account.
I'll be like, fuck you.
Why yeah, 100%.
Can't you just search this shit without having an account?
I don't know.
No, because you can't look at other people's profiles if you don't have an account.
But what research is she doing?
Like, it's exactly like creating a Tinder profile.
No, she literally said, I just wanted to see if there's other people out there like me. You're not like her anymore. To her, and now she's looking.
Yeah, like eHarmony is not like a place where you go to find like-minded people. You go there to find a relationship.
If you want to find people like you professionally, go on LinkedIn. Like,
yeah,
what are you LinkedIn.
Yeah, like eHarmony. She's obviously like just saying whatever and seeing what sticks.
Yeah,
but this guy's lost it.
Yeah, I would 100%. You should dip the scene ASAP.
The people just don't know what they have until it's gone. I think a lot of the time too.
Yeah. But whatever, like that's
gonna
get
a guy with money, and then he's gonna be an asshole to her, and then she's gonna be like, gonna miss you, and be like, you were so nice to me. Blah.
But then you don't take her back. Hopefully, you start your business. You're fucking ripping it.
You can hire a masseuse for your mom.
Yeah. You can find some chick that's willing.
This
to
girl
your
is not appreciating what she has, or what she doesn't have.
Yeah,
to do.
She's not appreciating what she has, bro.
But like even then, like people, some people get divorced, some people don't. But I just feel like for this is like, it's like a different type of like, you know. But if you feel like, yo, the reason why she's doing that is because she makes more money than you, then you feel like less of a man, like all the time. So like even if you go through your like couples counseling, whatever the fuck you're going to do, spend all this dumb money. And then in the end, it's still not going to change the fact that like, you know, you feel this way.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for Bande, it's hard to like, you know.
He's not in his masculine anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in his, it's the way you act. But there's even like so many girls that will be like, I refuse to date a guy that makes less than me.
Yeah. But it comes down to this. The whole, then eventually the girl feels too much in her masculine and it throws off the energy. Then some people, the people that know that from the get-go, whatever. Like that's, I've fully support the energy balance, masculine, feminine, because I see it firsthand all the time. And so,
yeah, I think you have to be okay with it in order for it to work. Both people have to be okay with it.
Yes.
Okay with what?
Like the guy has to be comfortable making like, you know, like not being the sole breadwinner.
Yeah.
And the girl has to be okay with being the sole. Then it works.
Yeah.
But if even one not person even is
sole,
not
a, just the
yeah, or just
the main breadwinner, just the main
yeah. But if either party is not okay with the with the roles, then it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So she, you know, so yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it goes on, I don't know, you guys are obviously probably going to argue this, but I feel like generally chicks that make, girls that make more than their like husbands are more likely to like, you know, not be okay with that versus like chicks that make like, let's say a lot, like let's say this chick, she's making 150K, right? She, chicks that make 150K usually are not going to look for guys that are making less money. Mm-hmm. Their ideal goal is to find someone that's making as much or if not more than them. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like a guy that's making 150K, he's going to be a lot more comfortable and probably willing to be with a girl that makes like even half of what
No, you can't compare those two
you
things.
You can't compare those
two. Those are two completely different things because guys want to be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys want to be that. So obviously they're going to look for a girl that makes less.
Yeah,
no true. Guy has a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing would be, are guys that make less money,
yeah.
are they comfortable being with girls that make more money? That would be a comparison. Yeah.
But I feel like more guys would be comfortable, but girls wouldn't be comfortable is what I'm trying to say.
I think.
Like I know.
I think it's 50-50 because a lot of the time I get submissions from girls being like, I went on a date with a guy and as soon as I said like what I do for work, they like switch up. Like it's too much for them.
Yeah, I could see that too actually.
Because then you don't even want to pursue the girl who's very successful because you're right away, we're like, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That she's going to make more than me and I'm not going to be okay with it.
Yeah. Or she's not going to be okay with it. Maybe.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's 50-50.
Yeah,
I think there's a large
or portion. No, I'm saying that he's maybe he's thinking like, yo, she's not going to be okay with it. Like the fear is guys think that like women want high earning men, men that make more money than them. And when they find out she makes a certain amount and they make less than that, then they're like, yo, she's not even going to give me the chance. So like, why am I even wasting my time?
Yeah, but they so never,
you're not even going to take a chance.
You're not even going to ask her.
Yeah.
I think guys' ego.
Yeah.
Is way more fragile than women's. Yep. I think they cannot handle being like beneath. They don't like that. So, and it's not about the girl accepting. They can't accept themselves because of that. So they just want to avoid a situation. They'd rather find a girl that makes less.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just 50-50.
This guy is not.
What?
That's a very common thing regarding men have fragile egos.
But honestly, that's your opinion. And I do agree men have more fragile egos.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
yeah, you're saying that my thing is like it throws off the masculine feminine energy. And this guy's like, it's just 50-50.
I think all is true. Everything can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? These are not mutually exclusive things. These things can all be true. Hey, coach, please read this on the pod. So my husband and I have been together for a few... This is a little bit long. Is it okay? My husband and I have been together for a few years, and it's been amazing. His parents are lovely, and they treat me like their own, and my mother-in-law is the most... most down-to-earth, sweetest woman ever. She reminds me of your mom. Such just good vibes. Honestly, before I even continue, I hope everyone gets like good in-laws and family. Mm-hmm. Just makes life so much easier, you know? Anyways, my in-laws love Diwali and they wanted to buy me gold for the occasion. So we go to the gold shop and this is such an awkward situation for me since I don't know the budget and I'm really uncomfortable when people drop money for me. They asked me to buy whatever I want and I didn't know what to do. My husband looks at me and says, just do it. So I look around, but the pressure was too much for me. So I told them to pick whatever and I will like it. So my father-in-law looks around and he picks out this chain and a pendant for me since I couldn't pick something. I said, yes, anything is fine, thank you. Since I wouldn't want to get something too expensive and have that financial burden on them. And then I saw the pendant was an Om pendant. I am Muslim, they are Hindu. Oh. LOL. I look over at
You didn't notice before? Before saying yeah?
I look over to my husband like, what the fuck? And he whispers to me, don't worry, we'll just sell it. Jokingly. I didn't say anything because I did say you can pick whatever. But now I'm kind of like, what the fuck? They obvs know I'm Muslim. Like when am I going to wear an Om necklace? I mean, I did marry a Hindu. I'm so blessed I didn't get disowned. But still, I'm not out here repping an Om necklace just yet.
Just yet.
And keep it then when you are changing your mind.
What are your guys' thoughts? I know interracial marriages have come up before. And I'm not overly religious, but spiritually, but I'm not overly religious, but more spiritual. And my husband and I are on the same page. Like, I will participate in any celebrations and he'll do the same because we know it matters to each other's family. I wonder now if I should have said something then and there, like, Astaghfirullah, forgive me, Allah. LOL, listen to me complain. I did get some gold out of this, but I can put this away because I'll never wear it. I guess my question is, should I have said something then or just listen to my husband? Because I think that it did make them happy.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. You already got it now. What's the point? Like,
if you said something there, it would have caused a problem.
Yeah, it would have caused a problem, man.
And they're just like, that's just like,
they're just this.
That's just all they know. And they're just trying to like share their, it makes them, honestly, it's not about you. It makes them feel more like connected to their religion, yeah, or whatever.
And it's not like they're being like, you have to wear this to convert.
Yeah,
you know, if they
or
were
they're
gonna
trying to like send you not so subliminal messages.
And next morning you're fucking doing puja in the morning.
But like, if she's joining them in their religious, like, that just means like,
maybe it's just like, oh, she'll, this will be a connection she can have to this, maybe. Yeah, so without overly trying to like, yeah, be religious or I don't, yeah, know, like whatever it is. I don't think there's so much meaning to it.
Yeah, like, I'll just be like, fuck it. And then if it happens again, then you can just be like, oh, I already have one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's okay, I don't need this, yeah, one.
And then just, if you're not,
I already have this Om locket.
Yeah.
Om locket, yeah.
I already have this charm.
And then just,
my Pandora bracelet is missing a bear, though.
And just, yo, just keep it, man. Just keep it. It's okay.
Shut up, man.
Okay.
Gore got it tattooed on their arms. They don't even know what the fuck it means. All right, think about it. All these fucking spiritual hippie type gore and shit, you're doing Pilates and yoga. There's a big Om signs everywhere. You're like, what the fuck?
I think just like, whatever, man. You don't like, yeah, don't wear it. Just keep it on the side. Like, if you never ever need to sell it in the future, yeah, get it made, get it like melted down, made into something else. I mean, it's fine. I feel like if everything's going great and your in-laws are so nice and everything's great and considering your situation,
yeah,
you know, just, you don't have to make a big deal out of it.
And yeah,
I don't think I would have said anything either. I would have just been like,
yeah, okay. Or I'd be like, oh, you know, just the chain is good. Like, don't, like, I don't want you guys to spend too much or whatever.
Yeah, and then it's like, no. I'll be like, okay, whatever. I just never wear it again. This holiday season, Fresh Canvas is hooking it up for all of my listeners, okay? From today until December 15th, if you mention the code COACHES, you can get full body laser for only $295. And you can even stock up on your laser sessions for the next year. So you can get it with a discount now and use it later. They have full face laser, $40 for my listeners only, okay? Not flanatyonka walking down the street, only for you guys. All facials are 10% off. True Sculpt Permanent Fat Destruction is 40% off. And get the gold standard Secret RF Microneedling for just $450. Okay, also, if you buy your loved one a gift card to Fresh Canvas, you can get 10% of that value back on your own account so you can treat yourself. Remember, if you want to support the pod, go support the sponsors. Check them out, Fresh Canvas Spa. And tell them that we sent you. Don't forget that, okay? Hey, coach, is it wrong for my fiance to ask me to change my first name?
What?
So, backstory, I've been with my fiance for the last 6-ish years.
What kind of request is this?
Engaged for 5 months now. And so far, it's been great. Until recently, she asked me, would you change your first name before we get married? To which I asked why. Huh. She said it's because my name is the same as one of her cousins and she doesn't feel comfortable calling her future husband by her cousin's name.
What's his name?
And they obviously didn't fucking put the name in there. And the reason is that she doesn't get along with this cousin anymore. In the moment, I got angry at her and started saying how dare she have the audacity to ask me to change my name. All of a sudden, my name is an issue when it wasn't for the last 6 years. Was my reaction unnecessary or valid? How do I more move forward? 30 years old.
Oh, is this real?
Yo, the audacity of the guy to tell his wife to massage his mom's ass. Yeah. Now the audacity of this chick telling her man to change his first name.
Yeah, wasn't it an issue before? Why is it an issue now?
Yeah, just because now you don't like this person?
Yo, there's something wrong with your girl, bro.
Yeah, she's fucked.
She's mentally... there's the Magulli.
Yeah.
100%.
Whenever there's situations like this, always just immediately think like, okay, if this person is saying this about this, what other dumb things are they saying?
Yeah, this is like the conversation me and Gravine have all the time.
What?
It's like we hear these things that people do, like these one-off things. Yeah. And I'm like, this is not coming out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, this is not, like, surprise all of a sudden this person is crazy.
Yes.
Like, they have done and said crazy things before, and their partner has fully ignored it.
Yeah. Or, like, clearly. Yeah, yeah.
This is probably, like, the level of crazy is probably just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it's just like...
And then it gets to a point where you're like, oh, wait, hold on a second.
This seems a little bit off.
This is crazy.
But I guarantee you that this chick has been saying and doing crazy shit from the beginning.
Yeah.
But you've chosen to ignore it.
But now, because it's about your name?
Now it's outlandish. Now it's getting to a point where it's too much.
Or what if, like, she said something, I don't know. So she was like, you know what, we're going to get married and... I guess if I change my last name, I might as well change my first name anyways, like, for herself. Like, she, like, seems like one of those people that would do some crazy shit like that, too. But,
this
like...
This shit's wildin', bro.
It's just stupid, unnecessary shit, right?
Yeah.
Where you, like, see it online and you're like, I always knew this person was a little hilarious, right?
Like, what if 15 years down the road, she gets into a fight with someone, they have the same name? She's gonna expect you to change it again? Now you changed it 4 times? Like, what are you gonna... I don't understand.
Well, why can't she just call you something else?
Yeah.
Why can't she just give you a nickname?
Yeah, like, she doesn't
but
have to call you.
6 years later, you've been calling someone something for 6 years.
It's never been a problem
now
before.
You have to go from Ricky to Jason? Like, what?
It's never been a problem before when things were fine. So why is it a problem now? Like, just because you're in a fight with this person? I don't know. This chick seems crazy.
Something happened, 100%.
And it seemed like you are...
You're about to get married to crazy.
Yeah, so. Which congratulations and wish you the best.
You're done, bud.
But you are done, bud.
You're done, bud.
I really don't understand, like, how these crazy chicks are just landing in these relationships and, like, getting married. I don't get it.
Pam.
I don't get it, Gravine.
Crazy sells.
It's crazy to me.
Crazy has the audacity.
What's that book? Fuck, that book. What's it called?
Crazy Rich Asians.
No, it's called, like, Men Love Bitches or something.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Why Men Love Bitches.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. But I can't remember why. Is there a book that's about why men love idiots?
You need to be marrying as a banda someone that's going to make your life easier, man. Someone that's not going to come home with some fucking bullshit every day. Fucking change your name. Fucking massage my mom's chitta.
That's a guy.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, for everyone. It should just be someone that makes your life easier, man.
I don't get it. Anyways, how is he supposed to move? Was your reaction unnecessary or valid? Your reaction was completely necessary and valid, but I am going to say
I'm doubting you now.
I'm doubting you now because I always think about the other person. I'm like, how weird are you that you are with a person that has audacity like this?
Yes.
Because I don't believe that people are just, you know, you just all of a sudden the audacity gene flicks on.
I don't know, man. And some of these chicks would be fucking tripping. They're putting on an act, or, you know,
you think
like,
so? Yeah. And then for 6 years, she was putting on an act.
Who knows, man? I've heard some fucking crazy shit, man.
No, I bet you there were things that she was like, let's say this whole time she was just always bitching about other people.
Straight up. I would be like, yo. I would straight up be like, yo, where the fuck is this even coming from? Like, why is this an issue and why haven't you said it in the last 6 years? Yeah. And regardless of the explanation.
You think this is like a good solution to this? Like, like you think me changing my name is like the solution to this
here,
problem?
Here would be my response. Would be like, I'm not changing my name.
But I am changing you, my relationship status.
I'm not changing my name, but if you're not okay with that, I'm fully 100% okay with this relationship being over at this very moment.
Then she's going to hit the next level of crazy. That's all I fucking talk. That's all I fucking talk. You don't even care about us anymore.
I'm like, yeah, you don't even care about my fucking name.
I saw your IQ level after 6 years.
Yeah, and then I was like, damn.
And I saw the rest of my future dealing with this, and I do not want to.
Yeah, so yeah, I definitely don't care about it.
Do you think, you know what the thought that just came to my head? You know how people, like, when you look for, like, compatibility, there's, like, you know, you're looking for, like, chemistry and, like, general stuff. But do you... Are people, like, for example, like, couples, are people equally smart or equually stupid?
I don't know.
I think it depends on what type of smart you're talking about.
I feel like it would be really hard if someone was, like, you know, average or, like, a pretty smart person to be with somebody really...
Dumb?
Stupid. Like, yeah, really dumb.
Yeah.
It would be hard. I think it would be hard. But I think it matters what Girk said. Like, what type of smart are you talking about? You're talking about, like, book smart? Or are you just talking about just like street having smart. Normal person?
Street smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that is hard.
Book smart, you start getting into the category of like, if you're too book smart, you say weird shit too.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you're like, street smart is what matters. Yeah.
The street smart. Because at the end of the day, this person is not only are you getting married, you're joining your finances, you're joining your like social life and your like, what's the term? Like when. Like how you're perceived by other people has a lot to do with your partner.
Look, I feel like if one person is like book smart and the other person is not as book smart, that person can learn things from the other person, right?
As long as they're open to it.
Yeah, but when it comes to like street smart and just like normal person behavior and values and shit, that's very hard to pass on. This is the person that's going to be raising your kids? Damn!
Oh, God. Yeah, no. Game over.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Moving on. I live in northern BC, and the last few years we've seen a lot of immigrants from India come here to study. Currently, I'm working with a young girl in her mid-20s who is living with her boyfriend, keeping it a secret from her family in India. The other day, she came up to me and told me her family found out and are sending relatives from down south to come get her and send her back to India. She asked me, because I'm Canadian-raised Indian, if I would let her stay with me for a few days and back her up. I feel like I'm in a weird position. I want to help her because, well, she's an adult and no one can force her to go back to India. But on the other hand, some older generation of Indians are ruthless. I'm not scared of anyone, but I also don't want to die.
Well, sounds like you're scared.
Should I just tell her to call the cops and let them handle it? Or should I be her voice and help a chick out? Also, I must add, there are so many girls out here from India that are secretly getting married and don't tell their families.
Yeah, and I believe
blah, 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 blah. I just don't understand this. Like, shit obviously is going to hit the fan when you do sneaky shit like this. She's 25 and I'm 33.
Tell her to call the cops, man.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, call the cops. Keep me the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're out here doing.
I tell people not even get involved in lives of people that they know. Their own siblings. You're fucking out here getting involved in your coworkers' drama. Leave it, bro.
No, and she's not wrong. Like, people are crazy, and it's very, we know about our culture in the sense that when we need something to blame, we love to blame like friends or everything outwardly, like get her and blah, 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 and like destroy that person. But I wouldn't get involved. Book her a hotel room or something and get her to stay there. I don't know.
Yeah, if you really want to help, you could do something like that. But I would no way be letting anyone stay in my house and know my address and shit. Fuck out of here.
When I first got married and I used to go back and forth like all the time because of WestJet, one day I was at the Vancouver airport waiting for someone to pick me up. And there's like other younger like brown girl there with a 1 or 2 year old kid. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I was sitting on one bench inside and she was sitting on the other. And I just see like this like guy and like a couple other people, like his parents or something, charge in, grab the kid and go. And she was just like, she just kind of sat there and like, then she starts crying and stuff. And I'm like, what just happened?
They stole her kid.
They didn't steal.
She's like, probably trying to run away from the kid.
No, she wasn't running away. She's like, and I'm like, okay, I feel bad. Like just sitting here, like fully just saw this happen. And she's like, and then so I talked to her, I'm like, hey, are you okay? Like, was that a normal situation that you expected? She's like, yeah. So she pretty much told me that she has to come back and forth like every weekend or every second weekend. And bring her son here and drop him off for the weekend and then go back to Calgary right away or wherever. I think it was here. And then she's like, but I've been trying to explain to like the lawyers, because me and my husband got separated or blah, 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 that he's not a nice person. But they're not believing me. And she's like, could you talk to my lawyer? Like, could you like pretty much like what stand as a witness? Yeah.
That I
witnessed how like abrupt and like, yeah, and how he took him and how their kid was crying so much and blah, blah, blah. In the heat of the moment, I'm like, okay, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Thought she was like, calling Gravine. Gravine's like, shit.
And then number. I don't know what I gave her. I think I gave her my
wrong number.
Well, so that I gave her my contact information, and then she's like, okay, for the time, I think she like text or email or something. I remember seeing an email at some point. I'm like literally even too scared to look in my inbox.
How long ago was this?
This is like literally 2011. Like I think it was the same year that I got married. Like within just like a couple months. The kid is probably literally a teenager now, like 13, 14 years old. And she's like, okay, yeah, can you just like write an email to my lawyer to just kind of explain, just say exactly what it was, like what you saw, and then they'll decide what you want to do. And then I told Tony about it, and then he gave me the wise advice that we gave this submission person today. And he was like, do not get involved. And I was like, but at the moment, I was like, I feel so bad. She's like a young girl, like this is her kid, blah, blah, blah. Like I feel guilty, like not saying anything. He's like, I get it, just don't say anything. Like you just never know who's on the other end. And then I'm like, oh my god, this is the fucking worst. Because now, like, imagine, let's say it wasn't just that, let's say it was something way worse, or we don't even know what's happening behind closed doors here.
What if she's lying to you?
Not really. Like at the end of the day, I saw what I saw. Yeah. But it's just so sad that we can't even like help people.
Yeah, because
out of fear of our own like safety.
Yeah. Hey coach, absolutely love your podcast. And I think you guys may be a part of the culprits behind my current issue. I read this on the live, but I want to read it again.
Our fault?
Yeah.
What?
Kurt's like, fuck.
How could we?
Gerg hates taking responsibility for his actions.
Yeah, he will talk all the shit.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. It was a joke.
Fuck that.
So my son is not even 2 yet, and he says the word fuck now all the time. I know that when he was younger, I definitely did drop some F-bombs. Now I'm in a situation where my precious sweet boy is dropping F-bombs, and it's not even his fault. It's my fault. Well, ours. It's not my fault.
Don't bring us into your fucked up situation, okay?
Well, ours, because let's be real. I am a mom and I listen to the podcast while driving with him. And now I've been backtracking. Y'all swear a whole lot. Yeah, but we don't swear for your son. You're supposed to listen to it in the privacy of your own earphones.
No, even like if she didn't listen to this, he still was going to say it. They're going to say all the words that you say. And it might not even been from when he heard you say it yesterday. It might have been when he heard you say it 6 months ago or 3 months ago. And they just say it in their head.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they're able to actually physically say it, like I see Sohila all the time where like, for example, yesterday I said awesome. I was like, oh, awesome. And you could tell she wanted to say it,
she's like, fuck
but
you.
She couldn't. No, but she couldn't. But it's registered now.
Yeah, yeah.
And now as she gets more, because Sohila's 2 as well. And it's the same thing where she's like saying some words, not saying the other. Mansa did this. So they all go through it.
Is she saying fuck?
Yes, they all say it.
Ava, so Sita's daughter, Ava, who Sita doesn't listen to the podcast around them, but she's doing the exact same thing. Once you like react to it one time, they know that it's like a word like that. Like, Sita's like, she'll be like, where's that video? Sita sent it. And Ava was like singing the word like fuck.
Ava, let's not do that, okay?
Stop! Fucking, fucking,
fucking. Mommy, am I?
Fucky, fucky, fucky.
Then there's Ryan. Mommy.
Yeah. And because Sita tells her to stop, she does it more.
Yeah.
So she goes, fucky, fucky, fucky. And then Maverick was telling me that, you know, Ben,
yeah,
right? Ben, there's a period when he was around like 2 years old.
Yeah.
He started saying, fuck, man.
Really? Yeah.
There's a video that they're driving, yeah, and he's just sitting in the backseat looking out the window. And he's like putting his hand on the window. He's like, fuck, man. Fuck, man.
Yeah, all kids swear, man. Even now that I think about it, all of our little cousins growing up, like, they were all swearing, man.
Yeah, but it's like what Pammy's saying, if you, as soon as you're like, no, don't do that, and they're just like, why? And, well, obviously, like, not at two, but or if you laugh, like, one of the biggest, the worst things that you can do when your kid does this is laugh, because yeah, all a kid at that age wants to do is like see people around them happy, and if they feel that they can make you happy or make you laugh, they're gonna do more of that thing. And so, yeah, people are like, oh my god,
just ignore it, he'll eventually get out of it. And if he says it in front of someone,
I think, and like, I think two is like the age where they do
100%, 100%,
because they're gonna learn all this shit anyways, man. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
I was saw some shit somewhere where some guy's like, yo, like, if your kid is like swearing at a really young age, he's like, it's not a big deal.
It's, if anything, it tells me your kid is like developing normally.
That's exactly what he said. He's like, if your kid at an early age is picking up swear words and this and that, you're getting offended by it, he's like, oh, just leave it. He's like, stop making it an issue. Stop, you know, even recognizing that it's even a bad word. Because he's like, eventually, whether it's like 1 week, 2 weeks, a month down the road, the kid will just stop by themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Once it's not getting like, he's not getting any like positive feedback,
yeah, yeah,
or any reaction to it.
And it does, and he did say that too. He's like, it shows like that the kid has very healthy brain development.
Yeah, because like sometimes, for example, like obviously this person submitting is like actually fully putting on the podcast with the kid around, which is fine. Like, yeah, you can still do that. I fully do it. But it just, even if she wasn't doing that, this just shows that sometimes, even as much as you're trying to avoid swearing, and maybe you're not swearing in the same room as him, but you could be in the room over on the phone with your friends, it just tells you that the kids are always freaking listening.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, they could look like they're totally, like, consumed by whatever they're doing, but their ears are usually wherever you are.
She's like, one thing I realized is that he's really smart and says it in the right context. So if he drops something, he'll say, fuck, man.
Yeah, it's because he saw you using it in that context.
Or if he does something naughty and is running away and I catch him, he goes, fuck.
That's sick.
Oh my god, it's so hard not to laugh.
I know, have such a hard time not laughing, but that's the only way to not.
People think it's cute and hilarious, but I feel horrible that I taught him while trying to do everything right as a mom. I don't react to it and don't let others as well. And now I try to replace where I would say those words with a big oh no or something else.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. You'll
don't
be
worry,
fine.
They get though. Over it. Yeah. Like, Manta's hearing next level swearing all the time, but she doesn't swear. Like, she did it when she was two and a half or whatever. When it's like, they literally all do it. At this point, if your kid doesn't do it, be concerned.
Yeah. Your kid is not swearing. They're not developing properly. They're dumb. All right, guys. That's it for the podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed. Make sure you follow Gravine on Gurkha on Instagram at Karma Real Estate. Best deal without wait. Follow Gravine on Instagram at There Goes Gravine, aka There Goes Nothing. And subscribe to the Patreon for bonus episodes, more stuff. Link in the episode details. And subscribe and follow the Instagram. Fuck. Coach B Podcast. I'll catch you next week on Coach Don't Play. Bye.